AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The East Coast blizzard will end. Andrew Orison is with the National Weather Service.
We're going to be seeing the snowfall come to an end, first in the Mid-Atlantic region over the next several hours, and especially by around midnight around Washington, D.C. and Baltimore and up to Philly. And then the snow will come to an end around New York City and areas around Long Island and far southern New England. The snow there will taper off early on Sunday morning.
Julia Villanio and Ryan Rice say they just moved from Boston to Philadelphia, so they can handle big snowstorms.
We're used to it. We moved from Boston, so this isn't too bad for us.
This is a nice day to walk around and enjoy our surroundings.
There's a travel ban in New York City and Ocean City, Maryland. Power has been cut to some customers because some electrical infrastructure is underwater. And Baltimore, cars have been ordered off the street. President Obama is urging people to sign up for health coverage before the end of the month, saying it's been a great help to many Americans.
As the Affordable Care Act has taken effect, nearly 18 million Americans have gained coverage. In fact, for the first time ever, more than 90% of Americans are covered.
He spoke in his weekly media address. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, who gave her party's weekly talk, says the Senate is set to consider the Energy Policy Modernization Act.
It will help America produce more energy. It will help Americans pay less for energy. And it will firmly establish America as a global energy superpower.
Officials say three inmates escaped from a Southern California maximum security jail by cutting through half-inch steel bars and rappelling from the roof by a makeshift rope. Authorities continue their search for the men, who include an alleged killer. This is AP Radio News. Haiti delays its presidential runoff again in an electoral dispute.
Unrest continued in Port-au-Prince as Haiti's runoff election was yet again postponed 2 days before it was due to take place. Hundreds of protesters were out in the streets, blocking roads and setting objects on fire, calling on President Martelly to step down. The country's Provisional Electoral Council decided to put the vote on hold indefinitely due to political turmoil on the island nation. But the president of the council saying it was not appropriate to hold elections Sunday. The council did not set a new date for the vote. I'm Sandy Kozel.
The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen says officials are seeking ways to ensure unconditional access to Taiz, a city of about 25,000 residents besieged by Shiite rebels who control the capital and have been fighting an internationally recognized government. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.